It's look.
Oh, that's a 50-50, that one. Let's say false.
You want to?
Oh, I don't know. Hang on, can you just read?
What about that Havana Brown song? Do you have a big banana?
Havana Brown.
Let's think about that. tell me the fact one more time, just what the wording.
The word banana derives from an African word that translates to penis fruit.
Oh, let's say false.
Righto, false it is. Sounds dumb.
False is correct.
Oh, yes.
He's African, doesn't mean penis fruit.
Yeah.
Okay, fact number three.
What's it mean then?
That doesn't say here.
So you're not that smart after
Lockie
all.
The Geek looked these up. Did you figure it out, Lockie?
So what I found is that it originates from the Wolof language, and when Portuguese explorers discovered bananas in West Africa during the 15th century, they then adopted the word into their own language.
Well, how can they discover the banana when it was already in Africa? Surely the Africans discovered it first.
Yeah, but Portuguese explorers gave the name to it.
Okay. All right, next.
How dare they? That should be cancelled. Mm. Why isn't that cancelled?
Huh? Yeah, let's change it now back to what it was, penis fruit.
No, it wasn't.
It was never called. Okay, fact three. It took until 1998 for every Australian town to be connected to electricity. True or false?
I say
1990.
True.
Every little town?
Yeah.
It's a lot of real remote places. Yeah, I reckon true too.
Yep.
Yeah, we're very slow. And NBN is nearly rolled out, everyone. So that's very exciting. Lock in true.
True is correct.
We're on a roll here. Yep. Three in a row, right. A
little town in Victoria didn't get it until 1998.
I bet you that was Pete's shitty town. Was that your town, Pete?
We got electricity very late in life, but I don't think we were the last.
Okay.
Right, okay. Wow. Next one.
All right, fact four. Camels can go 5 months without drinking because of the water they store in their humps. Is that true or false?
5 months, no. I don't think so.
It's too long.
Yeah, that's too long.
Yeah. And you know what? They don't really carry the water around in those humps. I thought they were like big empty airbags they'd fill up with water.
Yeah.
Like a hot water bottle in there. But that's not how it is. It's sort of like a big sponge. But I don't think 5 months. Yeah, I think that's too long. False.
Yeah, let's go false.
False is the right answer. Well done there.
Yeah, four in a row.
But apparently they can go 5 months without eating or drinking. The wrong part of the question is that there's no water in their humps, like you were saying, Carl. It's like fat in there.
Yeah, like fatty, spongy stuff.
Can I just say, Brooklyn, we just need one more ride and Steve
you're
wins.
Killing it.
This is it.
Oh, Steve, your kid might be seeing Katy Perry after all. Mm-hmm. It all
Mate,
is based
my heart on... is racing.
Go, Brooklyn. Let's sort of rip the Band-Aid off this.
Thanks to Lockie the Geek, we have a Bathurst 1000-themed question here.
Oh, no.
No.
No one gives a shit about that.
Number five, Peter Brock won his ninth and last Bathurst 1000 in 1987, but he didn't lead the race at any stage. True or false?
Maybe somebody won but then got cancelled. Like, you know, disqualified.
Oh, right. You think there's a thinking woman.
We go true. We're saying true.
Yep, I agree. Yep. Lock in true.
It's weird enough. True is correct.
He's won it, Steve.
Yes.
Katy Perry tickets, brother. Nice work.
Yes.
I don't know why I'm thinking Steve, he did nothing to help the cause.
Yes, you are, Steve. Enjoy that concert.
Well done, man. Congrats.
Oh, Will.
Excellent
Thank you so
work.
Much.
Oh, and, Jackie, you're on fire today, man. Well done.
Yeah, but I feel like, you know, Lockie, it was easy today.
Oh, wow. You're dissing the boy.
I feel
as if he's not already behind the eight ball of life enough.
Who used to do a thing? That was you, right?
It was me, yeah.
Yeah, you were good at tricking us.
I liked Lockie's facts, but yeah, you guys are just a bit too across it.
Yeah.
Just a little bit too intelligent and highbrow to be tricked with those. Well, therefore, I didn't put myself out there with the daddy long legs, though.
Yeah.
You did.
I could have sworn that was true.
Well, it's not.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm not lucky enough to be dating English lecturers and things like that and all the high society crowd. I don't know. You must find all this knowledge out during your witty banter down at the... is that how you find these things out?
You love a trivia night too, don't
you? I actually do, yes. I like it.
Everything about it says lose until you see her on the billboard, right?
True.
Talking of loser, Lockie is going to chat next. We've recorded some stuff. Young Cooper Johns, good-looking, strapping-looking bloke, can have multiple women a week if he wants. He's that type of athlete. But he's a nice guy as well. Is it Sweetie Pie? What does it sound like with him and Lockie the Geek just chatting behind the scenes?
Oh, yeah, because Coops was in Melbourne with Lockie for a few days just sitting there. And we watched them on the screen talking, but we couldn't hear them. And we were like, can we roll tape on that? We want to hear what they're actually saying. Like, what do these two have in common?
What are they? Where do they find any common ground at all?
I can't think what that common ground would be. So we ran tape over it, and we want to have a listen next to what the conversation was between
them. Weird thing about it is both of them are human being males.
Yes.
Yet looking at them, they couldn't be further apart.
Mm.
Do you think?
Almost different species.
That's a bit much. Which one's subhuman?
No. Yeah.
Point the finger.
They're extremes.
I'll point the finger.
One's an athlete.
That one's not full.
One's a geek. You know, it's easy to figure out.
But do they have some sort of thread of life?
Yeah. Well, we'll find
out. I'm guessing no, but we'll find out next at KISS.
Jackie O, give back.
While Kyle and Jackie O were live from LA, they met up with listener Eva and reunited her with her sister, who she hadn't seen in years.
How good would it be if we just swung that door open behind me and she was standing there?
That would be
It's a miracle! Your sister's here!
The full heartwarming moment is on the Kyle and Jackie O socials now. Go check it out.
Explore more of the USA with United Airlines. Direct flights from Sydney and Melbourne.
Can everybody hear us okay?
Hey, straight after the Kyle and Jackie O show at 10 a.m, we are reserving an entire row for you and your friends to see Coldplay live when they hit Australia.
It'll be the hottest concert this year and you won't pay a single cent, Will.
That's right, Woods. Then from 4, it's us, Will and Woody, for the drive home on KISS 101.1.
The Chase Mega Money Spinner. Come in for the spin. The Chase, 5 p.m. on 7 and 7 Plus.
Head to Chemist Warehouse and save more money every year on your regular medication with discounted prescriptions in every store every day.
Can you carry away a mattress?
1-800-GOT-JUNK will take any size mattress from now until the 13th of October for just $119.
But you need to know, this mattress has defied all my efforts to get it out of the bedroom.
All you have to do is point.
This mattress has a mind of its own. It's like something out of a Stephen King novel.
Help is on the way.
That's awesome.
We make junk disappear. All you have to do is point.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK
or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.au.
Explore Asia's wonders with Malaysia Airlines. Fly Malaysia Airlines to Phuket, Ho Chi Minh City, Trivandrum and more from 819 return. Book now at malaysiaairlines.com and experience exceptional Malaysian hospitality. Offer ends September 5. T's and C's apply.
Ever driven with total reassurance? With a Hyundai Genuine Service, now you can. Our factory-trained technicians work in over 170 locations Australia-wide. Visit your local Hyundai dealer today. T's and C's apply.
It's Brit
and Laura's
Breakfast Bite.
Some people wake up to a sharp shock every morning.
Ice cold yogurt or hot coffee should give you pleasure, not pain.
So if you've got sensitive teeth, try Sensodyne toothpaste. It works.
Nobody does sensitivity like Sensodyne. Always read the label and follow the directions for use.
Resources mined or quarried in Australia one day are being manufactured into bricks, aluminium and glass using Australian natural gas the next. Natural gas is used by Australian manufacturers to generate extreme heat over many hours to process and add value to Australia's natural resources. That's how natural gas supports Australian manufacturing and thousands of jobs. Find out more at keepingthecountryrunning.com.au. Authorised by S. McCulloch, Australian Energy Producers Limited, Canberra.
What's on our this year's Melbourne Royal Show?
Loads more animals.
Big and small.
Show bags and carnival rides.
Super dogs
and a new motocross show
and more farm experiences to explore.
A feast of food and fireworks.
There's more off the dock for sure.
All of this and so much more at the 2024 Melbourne Royal Show.
Family pass, just $99.
Ends this Sunday.
Tickets at royalshow.com.au.
Laser Clinics Australia's big beauty sale is on now. Save 50% on laser hair removal and selected skin treatments like microdermabrasion, skin needling and more. Hurry, limited time only. Book now at laserclinics.com.au and save 50%. T's and C's apply. See website for details.
You haven't had chicken until you've had charcoal chicken at El Jama, because their charcoal chicken just tastes better. Crispy on the outside, juicy on the inside, and charcoal to perfection. Best served with El Jana's famous garlic sauce. You'll be well fed at El Jana. El Jana. El Gina. No matter how you say it, the chicken's always juicy, the charcoal's always hot. Find your nearest location at eljana.com.au. Ooh, yummy.
Is your to-do list a never-ending story? Airtasker has you covered. The app where you can hire the right person to do any task. They have the tools, the skills, and lots of verified ratings and reviews from locals just like you. Whether it's hanging blinds, building flat packs, designing logos, or walking Sharon? Oh, your pet Frenchie. There's a tasker waiting to take care of your to-do list, so you can spend more time doing what you want to do. Get more done with Airtasker.
You're only a whatever way from... Ooh, shall I just book it now? Lots of hotels are fully refundable, just in case plans change. Booking cancellation windows apply. Find out more on the What If app. What If? It's Aussie for travel.
When the weather gets hot, chill out with an iced coffee from 7-Eleven. Freshly ground coffee, over ice and topped with milk, including oat and soy at selected stores. Just $3. 7-Eleven. Wonderfully easier.
Vittoria Coffee, now available in instant. Made from 100% Arabica beans. Vittoria Coffee, an instant classic.
Kiss Melbourne Traffic.
Vittoria Instant Coffee, now available in 400 grams, only at Coles. Vittoria Coffee, an instant classic.
It's Vic LaRusso live from the Kiss Chopper. We've got traffic problems. The Monash Freeway outbound before Warrigal Road. The left-hand lane getting through outbound. The right-hand lane closed. Delays back to Toorak Road. Westgate Freeway inbound at Millers Road slow. We've got delays after an accident. Heidelberg Banksia Street westbound before Lower Heidelberg Road. The Deer Park Bypass slowing inbound at Robinson's Road. And roadworks if you're travelling out toward the city. Swanston Street and Victoria Street. Footscray Road citybound will be closed between Dock Blink Road and Appleton Dock Road from 8pm Friday, October 11 until 5am Thursday, October 31. Search Big Bill for info. The Kiss Cars for today. Top temps of 19 and sunny. Vic LaRusso first. Kiss traffic and weather together. Kyle and Jackie on the morning on Melbourne's Kiss 101.1.
Ever is livable, clever, timeless furniture. V Corp certified to make an impact in your home, not the environment. That's Ever. Thoughtful every day.
Kiss 101.1.
3 fires across Melbourne overnight. Morning, I'm Brooklyn Ross.
Your news now.
Yeah, about 20 people have been evacuated from a hostel in St Kilda this morning. Crews were called to Barclay Street, but there are thankfully no reports of any injuries. Earlier on, a factory at Keilor Park went up in flames before a tobacconist at Faulkner was firebombed. Shops next door to it have smoke damage. The cost of seeing a GP who doesn't bulk bill has risen to $36 for a 20-minute consult. That's up about $2 in a year, the highest gap ever, according to the College of GPs. Australia's budget is in better shape than expected. Last year's surplus has landed at almost $16 billion, making it a back-to-back surplus for Labor. Qantas engineers are going on strike again this morning with delays possible at Melbourne Airport. And Lord Mayor hopeful Anthony Koutafidis wants to build safety refuge booths in the city for people feeling threatened. Kuta says they'd be manned by police, PSOs or security officers. Your sport check coming up in a sec.
Selling or leasing? Speak to your local Barry Plant agent today. With Barry Plant Real Estate, your home is in safe hands.
Will Ashcroft is still on cloud nine after his starring performance in Brisbane's 60-point grand final win over Sydney. The 20-year-old becoming the youngest player in AFL history to win the Norm Smith medal just a year on from an ACL injury. And Melbourne Storm kicks off NRL grand final week today with a fan day ahead of Sunday's decider with Penrith. The Kiss cast is next.
Combine and save with Jetstar Holidays. You get your flights, hotel, checked baggage and more in one easy booking. Find the deal for you at jetstar.com.
Mostly sunny across Melbourne today, a top of 19 degrees. Tomorrow, a shower or two in 19, then sunny for Wednesday. Right now in Melton, it's 13 degrees. In Dandenong, it's 14 on the Kyle and Jackie O Show on Melbourne's Kiss 101.1.
In conversation with Lockie the Geek and Cooper Johns.
So, what we decided to do was get two of the bookends of the show. There's very handsome ex-football hero Cooper Johns.
Yeah.
No problem mixing it up here with all the ladies, the fellas, the clients that come in.
Oh, the management, he's Mr. Charming.
Everyone just eats straight out of...
They do.
It's like he's a bird feeder.
Yeah.
They can't help but gravitate towards the Coops.
Yeah, I'd be hard-pressed to find someone who didn't love Cooper.
Yeah, yeah.
There's some out there.
There probably are. Everyone has them.
We don't bring up the exes here, Coops. We move on. We move on.
Yeah, and then you've got Lockie the Geek, who loves his Thermomix. He loves his Fleshlight.
Not real chatty. No, none of the clients seem to gravitate towards him at all. No. If anything, they walk the long way around. staff, they'll tolerate him, but he's one of us, and he's protected here.
And he's only slept with two women, and we know Cooper probably is at the other end of that. So these two...
Well sorry, Jackie. Not only... You're really giving him props here he doesn't deserve. Both women that Lockie has slept with, he's got... Because he works on this show. Prior to meeting us, had no one. Yeah. Nothing.
He was a virgin.
Zero options.
And he's in his... You're in your late... How old are you?
What do you want to do when you grow up, Lockie?
36.
Yeah.
Hey?
What do you want to do, he said.
When you grow up, what do you want to be?
You imply that I haven't grown up yet.
I'm coming straight out and saying it. I'm not even implying. Yeah, what do you want to be when you're a big boy?
I wanted to be a motorsport commentator, but I went and did that. And now I'm loving life on the radio. I don't know, maybe I'll get into politics one day.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Coop's not impressed with that.
He's got John Howard written all over him, though, doesn't he? Get some big googly glasses. There's John Howard 2.0 right there.
So, Coops, you spent a bit of time in Lockie's studio when you were in Melbourne, and we just wondered what the hell you guys were talking about. We could see you on the screen talking, but we didn't know what was being said. It just looked like you were trying to make conversation. That's what it looked like.
I remember driving the conversation pretty hard.
Yeah. Mm.
And I got a little bit back, but not enough that I would have liked to have had a conversation with someone.
Was he the guy you'd do like a cross Australia road trip with? Just you and him hitting the road, being Aussie, doing the road trip. Is he your choice?
Depends how long it was. Like if it was, because there wasn't much chat.
Cross the Nullarbor.
If we had the Kyle and Jackie podcast going, it would be nice because he wasn't talking to me. So.
Oh, right. Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, let's listen because the first bit of audio, you were talking to Lockie about animals, I believe.
Correct.
Okay. Right. Okay.
You're a big animals guy?
Yeah, I do like animals. Birds.
You're a bird man.
Yeah. I used to love bird watching as a kid, and I still do enjoy the odd bit of bushwalking and bird watching.
Yeah. I find birds, unpredictable. Like, you just don't know what they're thinking.
Being swooped by magpies is not fun.
No.
During nesting season.
Oh, yeah. Is that when they swoop you?
Because they've got chicks in the nest, yeah.
Chicks in there?
Mm.
Like females?
Baby birds are called chicks.
Oh, I didn't know. I thought that was like baby chickens.
Did you not know that baby birds are called chicks?
Nah. Yeah.
In conversation with Lockie the Geek and Cooper Johns.
Very good.
I love this segment.
We are off to a slow start.
This is great.
Okay, well, it doesn't end there, folks.
No, it doesn't. This time Cooper thought he'd ask Lockie about one of his interests, car racing. You probably thought, oh, here we go. He won't shut up about this.
Oh, I wouldn't be able to shut him up if you tried.
And maybe, I don't know what we're about to hear, but yeah, should we just listen?
You'll know what you're about to hear.
Oh,
when
okay.
You hear, yeah,
okay.
He
okay.
gets an erection here.
Oh,
at the,
okay.
Does he?
It's okay. The only question that he actually showed any interest in.
All right.
Oh, okay.
Are you keen for the races on Saturday?
Yeah, should be a good weekend. So Sandown, it's the first of the two endurance races. So in the Supercars Championship, there's two endurance races, which is where there's two drivers sharing each car.
Yeah.
The Sandown 500 and then the Bathurst 1000. Sandown is like a bit of a preview for Bathurst, because it'll be the first time we get to see how the co-drivers go.
Yeah, right.
In conversation with Lucky the Geek and Cooper Johns.
Very nice. Very nice. By the way, that had to be edited down from 15 minutes of Lockie explaining the Sandringham or whatever that shit is.
And all I asked was he excited for it?
Yeah.
Lockie, can you say endurance race for us again?
Endurance race.
Yeah, there you go. He's nailed it.
Okay, then Cooper thought he'd bring up something that he was interested in, which is drinking. So let's see what Lockie had to offer with that topic.
Okay. Do you enjoy a drink? Do you go out around here or anything?
So, occasionally. But the thing with me is I get drunk very quickly. Because
Really?
I don't drink very often and I'm a lightweight.
Yeah.
I've been drunk after two drinks.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm keen to see that.
Everybody thinks it's funny when I get drunk, so...
Oh, really?
Pedro and Bruno have seen me drunk.
Yeah.
Ask them about the Christmas party that I went to a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
Bruno will tell you the story. That was a loose night.
In conversation with Lucky the Geek and Cooper Johns.
Why is he throwing to other staff members to tell his own story?
Why didn't he just
tell your own story, brah? That's what conversation. He's like, yeah, well, if you really want to hear a good story, go and talk to someone else about it.
Can I ask Bruno, how loose was it?
Do you have any recollection of this, what he's talking about, Bruno?
Vaguely. It was a big night. It was a big one.
Hmm. You got a story about it, apparently.
Yeah, he's really put me on the spot here. I'm trying to think of any stories that I might have involving him. I just remembered he was pretty hammered. There was a
The Christmas party.
Well,
Lockie,
should we ask you?
It was a warehouse party.
Oh, was that the stripper party you guys had down at the industrial park?
No, that wasn't it.
Yeah. That was it. And I don't want to give any names out, but somebody works in an industry where there's a lot of like white powder, like legitimately. And we got so hammered that we mistook things.
Is this where you snorting Gyproc off the floor?
That was that night.
Yeah, well, we've all made that mistake.
Nah. Anyway, like we established earlier, Lockie is in his late 30s. Looking at him, though, if you don't remember him from Beauty and the Geek, he is quite small, you know?
God, could you say it in a more pathetic voice? Sorry, Lockie.
Anyway, Cooper made an observation. He noticed that Lockie was drinking his Dare iced coffee out of a straw.
He does that every morning.
So you, Cooper, wanted to find out why he didn't drink out of the bottle like a real man.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was curious.
Why do you drink the Dare iced coffee in a straw? Is that for your teeth?
Partly, yeah. The dentist told me that it's better to drink sugary drinks through a straw, so... Yeah.
Because it stains your teeth or something? Is that why?
Yeah, it's better for your teeth to drink through a straw.
Does the straw ever hit the back of your throat and you choke on it? Doesn't?
I can't believe you even asked me then. It's never, ever been a problem that I've had.
My mate choked on a straw.
What was he trying to do? Give him a blowjob and deep throat it?
No, he wasn't. He was just drinking and then the force of the liquid pushed it to the back of his throat and he was, like, choking on it.
Well, that's not ideal.
No, I know. He's all right, though.
Yeah.
In conversation with Lockie the Geek and Cooper Johns.
Very nice. Very nice. Thank you. Very nice, fellas.
You're the best, Lockie.
Oh, so good.
Why this bloke can't get some pussy on his own is beyond me. The guy's got, he can chat about anything.
Oh, it's good. Okay, finally, Lockie's always telling
there's
us.
There's more.
One more, one more. Only one
I'm going to piss me pants in a minute.
Lockie's always telling us he's never done anything illegal, right? Never even lost a point in his license. That's right. But, Coops wanted to find out if that was actually true.
Have you ever done anything wrong? Illegal?
Well, watching videos that might not have come from paid sources.
Oh, God.
The pirated videos.
I thought he was going to say bestiality. Yeah.
That's probably about the most illegal thing I've done. I may have... When I was living in Goulburn...
Yeah.
Because I used to work at the racetrack in Goulburn, Wakefield Park, and sometimes I would drive from Goulburn to Bathurst. Mighty back roads, no police, like not an area that's really patrolled.
Yeah.
I had a V8 Commodore. There were probably times when I was doing, 160 or 180.
What?
Wow.
Yep.
You're like Lightning McQueen.
In conversation with Lockie the Geek and Cooper Johns.
Getting to know the staff.
I like
that's
it.
Good on you, Coops.
I just try to put myself out there more, you know what I mean?
Can you go and stay with Lockie for longer so we can do this segment every day?
Yeah.
This is my favourite new segment right now.
Sure.
The thing is that it won't be as effective anymore because now every time Cooper comes down here, I will expect that everything that I say is going to be recorded. So it probably won't be as authentic.
Okay.
What, so you mean when you know people are listening, you're full of shit? Is that what you mean?
Well, I'm talking my radio voice. That was just normal.
Is that what you're screaming at us in now? Is this what you call your radio voice?
Yep.
They sound the same.
It's just his normal voice, but louder.
Yeah, that's true, Coops. It is the same, Lockie.
It's just him yelling.
It's fine.
You know what? Remember how you left us because, you got that listener and you went off to, get married. You had the one woman that said yes to you. That ended up being a disaster. But then you went off into the bush where we sent you to as punishment, to Ballarat, right? Is that where we sent you?
Ballarat, yeah. So I was on the radio there for a while.
And being an announcer, like Gordy is in the daytime, right? That's what you were.
Workday hits, yeah.
Yeah. Give us a little bit of, back announce. Have you got a song? What sort of songs did you play on that station?
Similar songs to what we play on Kiss.
Right. Get a song up, and then I want to hear what you sounded like. I want to hear your proper Lockie radio voice. And then we'll throw it into a song. What's the next song? Oh, it's the Dean Lewis Cyril song, The Fall at Your Feet. Love that song. And it's a 0-second intro. So it starts really close to no music at the beginning, okay? Let's hear you. You throw it to it. Not that we're going to play it now, but play it in a minute. But I want to hear what you sound like on air. Go.
Coming up next year on Ballarat's Power FM, it's the latest from Cyril and Dean Lewis, a remake of a crowded house classic, Fall at Your Feet, here on Power FM.
Oh, God, it's so yelly. Oh, very nice. Yeah, that's good.
Wow, yeah.
Too many words, though. What did you think, Jackie?
Oh, look, it's good, good.
Would you listen?
Oh, yes, I would.
That's an absolute lie.
No, I would.
It's a lie.
Well, how many other stations do I have to choose from in Ballarat? Probably just one other, right?
3BA, yeah.
Oh, they don't sound very good to me. 3BA.
3BA? What is 3BA doing? What have they got on?
3BA is for the older demographic, but it is an ARN station as well.
Yeah, and what music do they play?
They play more like 70s and 80s stuff.
Also, the original version of Fall at Your Feet. Can you get that one up, Prilly's thing? The Fall at Your Feet from Crowded House.
Yeah.
Let's see what you sound like on 3BO or whatever. What's it called? BO?
3BA.
3BA. Okay, here we go. Do it again. Go. 3BA this time. Go. 3, 2, 1. You're on the air. Go.
On Ballarat's 3BA. Great to have your company on Ballarat's 3BA. Let's go back to a classic from Crowded House. It's Fall at Your Feet.
Yeah, that's got you written all over it. You like that? What happened at the beginning there? You sounded like you had a little breakdown there.
Yeah, what was happening there?
You're writing something down and then you went, oh, three blay.
No, what sorry. Happened? It's because I've got a lay that comes through my headphones.
Did you
sometimes
just
it's
swear?
Going to be off-putting.
Yes, he did. You just dropped the F word out. Did you know that? You just dropped the F-bomb.
I don't think I did, but anyway.
It did sound like you did.
Did he do it censor or not?
It will be being beeped, yes.
Right. Well, Lockie, bad boy.
Lockie.
Dirty mouth little thing. Look at you, eh? Now he knows he's on air. He's all full of profanity and filth.
All right. Well,
where's your dare, Lockie? So, he's coughing, everyone. What's wrong, Lockie? What's wrong?
No, I'm all good. I didn't bring the dare iced coffee this morning.
Mm. Well, why are you choking and swallowing spit? What's going on?
Oh, I just had a bit of a frog in my throat.
It's your dog barking, yeah?
Whose dog is that?
That's Kyle's. Oh.
That's my dog. Don't worry about my dog.
I thought it was like Lockie coughing up a furball.
Okay, guys, coming up next, we've got a round of our news. Stand by.
Melbourne traffic. Victoria Instant Coffee. Now available in 400 grams. Only at Coles. Victoria Coffee. An instant classic.
It's Vic LaRusso live from the Kiss Chopper. An accident, Monash Freeway outbound before Warrigal Road. The left-hand lane getting through outbound. The right-hand lane closed. Delays back to Toorak Road and inbound back to Wellington Road. An accident, Heidelberg, Banksia Street westbound, lower Heidelberg Road. Princess Freeway inbound toward the Westgate Freeway. Slow this morning. A lot of traffic through there. Lunch just got a whole lot easier and tastier with 7-Eleven sandwiches from just $5. Handmade and delivered daily. 7-Eleven. Wonderfully easier. The Kiss cars today across town. We're going to get top temps sitting at 19. Vic LaRusso first. Kiss traffic and weather together. Kyle and Jack.
This is Christian of Van Coldplay.
Everyone in Melbourne is chasing Coldplay tickets.
I'm calling for Coldplay tickets.
Coldplay tickets.
I can't believe you guys are giving away rows of tickets. That's amazing.
We have reserved an entire row for you and all your friends.
And we mean all of them.
Did I win?
Can everybody hear us okay?
Oh my God.
So excited. I'm over the moon.
Keep it Kiss all day between 10 and 3 to win.
Thank you so much, everybody. You sound incredible.
of Coldplay. Melbourne's number one hit music station. KISS 101.1.
The Chase Mega Money Spinner. Come in for the spin. The Chase, 5pm on 7 and 7 Plus.
Ever driven with total reassurance? With a Hyundai Genuine Service, now you can. Our factory-trained technicians work in over 170 locations Australia-wide. Visit your local Hyundai dealer today. T's and C's apply.
Get Metamucil for a great price every day at Chemist Warehouse. This daily cleanser supports gut health, aids regularity, and also traps cholesterol and sugars. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
With so many holiday homes on Booking.com, there are so many Tina Fey's I could be. Surfing Tina at a beach villa. Is that a shark? Or channel surfing Tina in an apartment. Ooh, a shark show. Book whoever you want to be. Booking.com, booking.yeah.
Get mind-blowing prices with Macca's new loose change menu. A 50-cent soft serve, $2 apple pies, and $3.50 chicken and cheeseburgers. Available 10:30 a.m. to midnight for a limited time at participating Vic restaurants. Excludes Mick delivery.
Victoria, the SEC is back. I'm here with Wind for comment. Go ahead, Wind. So you're saying the SEC is investing in renewable energy like wind, solar and storage and supporting us to go electric at home. Ah, so they'll help reduce energy bills, drive down emissions and create jobs. Thanks, Wind. Keep up the great work. SEC, powering Victoria for Victorians. secvictoria.com.au. Authorised by the Victorian Government, Melbourne.
Why don't you bring something new to the barbecue? Like the latest Strongbow Hard Cider. Pick up a four-pack at your local bottle shop. Ah, there's no taste like home. Enjoy Strongbow responsibly.
If somebody hits you from behind, daydreaming, they just couldn't stop in time. If it's not your fault and you need a ride, call Right to Drive.
Accidents happen when we least expect them. But why should you be stuck without a car? That's why Right to Drive provides replacement vehicles to not-at-fault drivers. And here's the best part, it won't cost you a thing.
If it's not your fault and you need a ride, call Right to Drive.
T's and C's apply.
Does your to-do list live rent-free in your head? Airtasker has you covered. The app where you can hire the right person to do any task. From steaming carpets to moving house to hanging paintings to painting chicken coops. Get more done with Airtasker.
And this is my song, Fall at Your Feet, with Dean Lewis on KISS.
I'm really close tonight, and I feel like I'm moving inside her. Lying in the dark, and I think that I'm beginning to know her. Let it go, I'll be there when you call. And whenever I fall at your feet, you let your tears touch your slow turning pain. Whenever I fall, whenever I fall, whenever I fall, whenever I fall, you're hiding from me now. There's something in the way that you're talking. Words don't sound right, but I hear them all moving inside you. Go, I'll be waiting when you call. And whenever I fall at your feet, you let your tears rain. Whenever I touch your slow turning pain, whenever I fall, whenever I fall, whenever I fall, whenever I fall, the finger of blame has turned upon itself, and I'm more than willing to offer myself. Do you want my presence or
Yeah, Cyril Dean Lewis this morning here at Kiss. Jackie's got some own news now based on this true story. The brand new series Joan, starring Sophie Turner, premieres tomorrow, October 1. It's up there tomorrow for you to watch only on Stan.
Okay, some big celebrity weddings happened over the weekend. First, there was Lana Del Rey. I saw that headline, never read the story. Wish I had of, because it's quite interesting.
Oh, so
who
didn't
she married.
Yeah, didn't she date just some, like, some dude that sort of, is it like a crocodile hunter? Or
no, just a tour guide, right? A tour guide for alligators. And
well, those dudes in those boats that drive up and down,
the boat tours, right?
And, oh, yeah.
And that's where he is employed. She met him, and he didn't know who she was.
Yeah.
And then they hit it off, and then they got married. Like, I think not
this
long
happened
after.
Quick, right? Yeah,
it was a quick one.
Wow. So she must love that sort of nature blow. You know, cause those guys, they're all rugged. And
that's rugged. That's a rugged man right there. Yeah.
Driving a tinny up and down a some sort of alligator's alley.
Yeah. And then Rebel married Ramona, Rebel Wilson. Mm. And that happened
in Italy.
Yeah.
Oh, lovely. Oh, yeah. Congratulations to those two.
And there's nothing like running into an ex when you don't expect it. But this one from Benson Boone takes the cake. Benson Boone, you know, beautiful things that I've done. Great singer. He was performing on stage in Missouri and he turned, he spotted a girl in the crowd and it turned out to be a girl that was an ex. They had a thing when they were teenagers. Here it is.
Is your name Casey?
Yeah.
Bro, I dated you in eighth grade. I think you were in eighth grade. I think I was in seventh grade. That's crazy. I came over here and started singing and I saw your face. I was like, what? Casey? From middle school? Do you live here now?
Yeah.
That's crazy. What are the odds of that? Well, very good to see you, Casey. I hope you're doing well.
Oh, she'd be loving that. She'd be hoping he would recognize her. Like,
yeah, it sounds like he wasn't keen on catching up after the concert.
I know. Yeah, that's true. And Kristen Cavallari and her boyfriend, she's, what, 38 or something like that?
Yeah,
and
yeah, you were telling us about these two. Yeah, you were saying these two are so in love, wrapped into each other.
They are, or were. 7 months their relationship lasted and they've just broken up.
Oh, it's every time you bring up some couple that you admire, they end a week later.
Did I say I admired it? I just said good on them. Like, I was like, good on you, you know?
No, I heard you talking to some of the girls here, like, you know, why wouldn't you? Yeah, like,
yeah,
he's a handsome fella, right?
He is. He's really hot. Anyway, she briefly mentioned the split to Alex Cooper. In the, what's that podcast? Anyway, whatever. Not really.
The Alex Cooper podcast?
Maybe? Yeah, you know the one. Anyway, so.
Call him Daddy?
Yeah, that's the one. And she and Mark revealed their future plans on the podcast when they were on it a little while back. And, yeah, let's listen to that because this is them talking about the future together.
Uh-huh. What are my end goals with you?
Yeah.
End goal, obviously, would to be married and to have a happy life.
Have a baby. You can say
it. I mean, that's in there.
Yeah, you can say it.
I mean, it's in there, yeah. I feel like that goes with being married and whatever, you know?
Yeah. Okay.
Oops. Okay.
And that's the moment love died right there. Yeah.
That wasn't a good sign right there at all. and this baby's got to be the coolest baby in the world right now.
Mm-hmm.
Frances Bean Cobain, who is the daughter of Kurt Cobain from Nirvana, and her husband Riley Hawk, who is the son of Tony Hawk, the skateboarding legend, just had a baby together. So that's a
well,
cool
gee, there's a lot
mix.
Of pressure on this child to do well. a lot of from both sides of the family.
I know, right? And then Justin Timberlake's song, at the end of Cry Me a River, there's a bit where he goes into a falsetto that's kind of got everyone talking on Twitter. People are like, gosh, I don't know why it's resurfaced all of a sudden. But everyone on Twitter's like,
which
oh my gosh,
it,
at the end.
Right, the Cry Me, Cry, that bit?
Yeah, listen, this part. That part.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, oh, wow, that falsetto at the end, you know, Justin can bring that to the barbecue.
This is like 20 years
later. I don't know why.
what barbecue?
The barbecue's like a compliment, you know, like you can bring that to the barbecue, yeah.
What sort of compliment's that?
It's just like, what,
someone's showing up with some potato salad. Yeah. Oh, is that the best thing that happens at the barbecue?
But the thing, the reason why this has now like become even bigger is because a girl has come out, this backing singer, and she says it's not Justin singing that part. It's actually me. I was the one that sang that on the song.
Oh, have you got her?
I do. Here it is.
Cry me. It was that. I'm the barbecue.
Yeah.
You're the what?
I'm the barbecue.
The barbecue?
Apparently, according to Twitter, that was, oh, did you hear that falsetto? He can absolutely come to the barbecue. But years later, they will find out that part was actually me. And this is not to shade the rest of the song. Justin Timberlake,
yes.
It's for Memphis.
He's a great singer.
Come. But then, you know, Twitter's relentless. It was like, she did the barbecue to that. So it's like, I'm the barbecue sauce on the song. So
I have always known that that was you.
What you did?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I found out from...
Yes.
So, wait. Yeah.
You did not know that that was ingested.
It was barbecue sauce that I brought, marinated.
Wait, is she saying that all of it? That cry me a river. She's saying that's her, all of it. Anytime it's falsetto.
Sounded like that's what she was claiming. So
how bizarre.
But see, when these songs get done, there are tracking vocalists that do stuff. But then the vocalist, like Justin Timberlake, for example, would go in and go over all that shit. But who knows?
Yeah, who knows? All right, guys, we'll take your last calls if you want to phone in on 131065.
Turn up the stereo.
High on Jackie O.
Yeah. One call can save a life.
Ambulance emergency. Tell me what's happening there.
This week, hear the calls that save lives and meet the heroes who make them.
Is he awake?
I think he might have gone.
Janice, is he breathing?
Kyle and Jackie O's 000 Heroes, Wednesday at 8 on KISS. Don't miss it.
Morning, Melbourne. It's Gordy. That weekend we just had, Royal Show opening, footy grand final. We're getting you through Back at Work Monday with the most music in Melbourne. Plus, all day, while you work, we're sending you to see Coldplay live. We've reserved an entire row for you and all your friends. Hey, it all goes down right after Kyle and Jackie O at 10, only on Melbourne's number one hit music station, Melbourne's KISS 101.1.
Head to Chemist Warehouse and save more money every year on your regular medication with discounted prescriptions in every store every day.
So what do you think?
It's shorter than I was expecting. Yeah. KFC's doing 6 for $6.95 hot and crispy. Shut up and take my money!
Not everywhere and not forever. Pick up only.
You're only a what-if away from... Those smoky cocktails at a swanky hotel.
Gossip fest in a hotel sauna.
Open fire, mulled wine, and a super hot ski instructor.
You're terrible.
7 billion stars in a magnesium spa pool.
Ooh, hotel robes, bubbles, a girly movie, and all the chocolate in a minibar.
You're only a what if away from booking an incredible trip with the What If app.
Taxi?
What if? It's Aussie for travel.
This year's Melbourne Caravan and Camping Leisure Fest has more than ever.
An adventure zone, the RV Master Stage, an off-grid campground and kids zone.
Let's get going.
Sandown Racecourse, October 3 to 6. Tickets at caravanshow.com.au. Start here, go anywhere.
Anaconda Bayswater is celebrating 20 years of adventure. Rock climbing wall, mega deals, huge giveaways and more. Saturday, 12th of October from 9 a.m. 300 Canterbury Road. Play more, pay less.
Anaconda!
When it comes to finding the best value car insurance, you simply follow the trail of evidence, Jax.
What evidence, Sarge?
Awards, Jax. Budget Direct have won 18 years in a row.
Another mystery solved, Sarge.
Canstar's Outstanding Value Car Insurance Award, a record 18 years in a row.
Insurance solved with Budget Direct.
Issuer Auto and General Insurance Company Limited. Read award info, PDS and TMD at budgetdirect.com.au to decide if product suits.
Don't miss out. Mimosa Homes Double Advantage promotion is on now. Save big and build the home you've always wanted with premium upgrades like higher ceilings, stunning kitchen benchtops and more. Plus, the first 250 buyers get up to 50% off fixed site costs. Hurry, these savings are limited and once they're gone, they're gone. Visit one of Mimosa Homes' 50 display centres across Melbourne today and secure double the savings before it's too late. T's and C's apply. Mimosa Homes.
Laser Clinics Australia's Big Beauty Sale is on now. Save 50% on laser hair removal and selected skin treatments like microdermabrasion, skin needling and more. Hurry, limited time only. Book now at laserclinics.com.au and save 50%. T's and C's apply. See website for details.
At Woolworths, save on your shop this spring with great weekly specials. Like marinated kebab varieties with RSPCA approved chicken from the deli, now $1 each, save 40 cents. That's today's fresh food, people. On sale until October 1st, while stocks last, may not be available in all stores or online.
Get mind-blowing prices with Macca's new loose change menu. 50 cent soft serve, $2 hamburgers and frozen drinks from $1.
Available 10:30 a.m. to midnight for a limited time at participating Vic restaurants. Excludes McDelivery.
We're home off the freeway and it's bumper to bumper. Some big delays are expected.
No one likes to be slowed down, especially in business. At OnDeck, we make it easy to get the funds your business needs. OnDeck Group has helped over 100,000 small businesses get ahead and lend over $13 billion to businesses globally. Approval in as quickly as 2 hours and the funds in your account as fast as the same business day. Speed up your business with OnDeck, the small business loan specialist. Visit ondeck.com.au.
All loans are subject to lender approval.
Toolboxes, a tradie's repository of hammers, screwdrivers and wisdom. Because toolboxes know more than tradies give them credit for. They see the tradies' attempts to grow their business, the random advertising on search, social, classifieds.
Start with high pages,
they yell.
You get more jobs.
Cries unheard from the back of a ute. Tradies to build your business.
Start with high pages.
The Chase Mega Money Spinner. Come in for the spin. The Chase, 5 p.m. weeknights on 7 and 7 Plus.
Kiss Melbourne traffic.
Vittoria Instant Coffee. Now available in 400 grams. Only at Coles. Vittoria Coffee. An instant classic.
There's been a crash on the Monash Freeway. It's outbound before Warrigal Road and the Monash is down to just one lane outbound. The queues are back about 5Ks all the way to Richmond and Yarra Boulevard. Inbound very slow on the Monash as well. A couple of Ks worth of slow traffic. It's queued from Wellington Road. Give the Monash a miss if you possibly can and take the Princes Highway instead. We've got works and road damage at Paran on Punt Road. Northbound between High Street and Commercial Road. They block the left lane and speed is down to 40Ks. For everyday rehydration, choose Hydrolite, scientifically formulated to rehydrate you faster than water alone. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. The Kiss car's mostly sunny, top of 19, currently 15 degrees. Kiss, traffic and weather together, first with Kyle and Jackie O in the morning on Melbourne's Kiss 101.1.
Discover millions of podcasts.
Download the free iHeartRadio app.
And listen to more of what you love.
With iHeart, free never sounded so good.
Kiss 101.1.
Busy night for Melbourne firefighters. Morning, I'm Brooklyn Ross.
Your news now.
Yeah, 20 people have been evacuated from a budget accommodation building in St Kilda overnight after fire took hold. Crews were called to Barclay Street and have it under control now. Meantime, there's been a tobacco shop fire at Faulkner. More than 30 firefighters were called just before 2:30, taking 40 minutes to get that under control. There could be delays if you have a flight with Qantas today. Engineers are walking off the job this morning in Melbourne and Sydney, pushing for better pay. Qantas insists it has good backups in place. Another surplus for the federal budget has been confirmed. The first time there's been a back-to-back surplus in 15 years. Labor had forecast a $9 billion surplus, but that's been revised up to almost $16 billion. And Australia should follow the US and think about banning smart cars from China, according to Barnaby Joyce. Labor and the Coalition have ruled it out. Barnaby also worried about Chinese solar panels. Your sport check in a sec.
The Pool Room celebrates the sporting winners, losers and all the really weird stuff in between. Search for The Pool Room with Tony Armstrong on the iHeart app or wherever you get your podcasts.
A hero's welcome home last night for the Brisbane Lions. Thousands have turned out to see the players and that Premiership Cup. 21 years since the silverware was last in Brisbane. Dual Brownlow medalist Lachie Neal will see a specialist tomorrow after breaking his foot in the grand final triumph over Sydney. The Kiss cast is coming up next.
Rush into Chemist Warehouse and save. Save on all your favourite beauty, hair care and skincare products. Shop in store or online today.
Staying mostly sunny today, a top of 19 degrees, and KISS doesn't deal in just tickets. We deal in entire rows. Your chance to win free Coldplay tickets happens from 10 this morning and all day on KISS 101.1. Now it's back to Kyle and Jackie O.
Jackie O.
Kyle and Jackie O.
Kyle and Jackie O.
We'll take a few last calls. 131065. You want to get through about anything we haven't covered, anything we've covered, whatever's on your mind, we don't care.
Right.
By the way, Ticketman is back tomorrow, running in Sydney tomorrow, everyone. This time, tickets to the NRL Grand Final.
Oh, yeah.
AFL done, NRL next. He'll be at Parker Street Reserve in Penrith from 7 a.m. You'll have a little while, so we'll start setting up shit down there at 7. And then he'll run around 8, so bear that in mind.
And that's tomorrow.
Tomorrow. On
it's
air.
It's going to be big.
That's right.
Yeah.
Got a few calls now. Sarah's rung through. Hi, Sarah.
Hey, honey.
What's up?
Hi, Kyle. Hi, Jackie.
Hey, honey. What's going on?
I have a question for you, Jackie, because I'm a fellow divorcee, also back into the dating scene. And so what's your theory with, like, the dating app? Do you think that you should only be on one, or do you think you should be on multiple? Or is it just the same people on every app anyway?
Yeah, I don't know, actually.
You're off the apps now, aren't you, at the moment? You're on the dry spell?
Yeah, I go on Bumble every now and again and have a look, but I just think at the end of the day, no, I don't know that they are all the same. I actually think they are there, that you get different ones on different apps.
Well, but aren't they designed for different types of interactions?
Not really. Cause like, well, yes, I think like Tinder is far less serious. You know, it's just like a hookup thing.
Yeah.
And then
you been on that?
I went on
have
there
you
for
hooked
like
up
a
on
date.
Tinder or
no,
not?
No.
You went on a date?
No, I went on there for a day and then like was like, oh, this is friggin' hectic, Tinder. No thanks. Then I went on Hinge and I didn't find there was that many people on
there. What's Hinge for? What's that one for?
Hinge is for proper relationships. And then I went on Bumble and then that's got the most and the best, I reckon, for sure. Yeah. Like all the girls around here only use Bumble. It just is.
But they're always single, these chicks, so it doesn't work?
No.
A lot of variety but no result?
No, it does. It's just that, you know, it takes time. Like some people just aren't the right ones for you. So, yeah.
I don't know, actually, because, I've never been
never
that guy
that.
Who's been single long enough to need anything.
Yeah.
Any
yeah.
assistance.
Yeah. Well, go on it, Sarah, and check it out.
All right, cool. Thanks, guys.
Happy slaying, Sarah. Yeah. Happy slaying.
Daniel's called through. Hi, Daniel.
Hey, man.
G'day. How you going?
Good
bro. What's up?
Not too much. I'm just calling up to say, Kyle, last week you were talking about how you wanted to look young, fit again.
Yes, he was.
Just driven me to sort of start my journey.
Oh yeah.
What have you done? I've only in the thinking stage.
Yeah, he's only at the contemplating stage.
The contemplate. You don't want to rush into these life changes, Jackie. We can't all bounce around as easy as you.
What did you do, Daniel, to be on the thinking stage?
Started a healthier diet compared to what I was originally on.
Right.
And you just did that like straight away.
Yeah, heard them inspirational words and went out shopping that day.
And what do you want to do? Like, how much do you want to lose?
Realistically, I'm probably a nice 5 to 10 before summer.
Oh, yeah, that's
nice,
achievable.
Gone.
Did you hear intern Pete before? He's lost 8 kilos in 2 weeks.
Yeah, but
that's insane.
He's probably lost it from cancer
mental.
Or something. He's probably got
some hyperbaric chamber or something. Whatever. Anyway, they're good on you, Daniel.
I did have one more question for you.
Sorry, whose inspirational words? Mine.
Yes.
It was.
What did I say?
Saying you said you wanted to look young and fit again. I'm 22, being a bit of a slob.
Yeah.
And just thought I'd try and actually follow through with it.
Well, what's your last question?
Pardon?
Did you have a question you said before you hang up?
Yeah, I was going to say, have you started yours or how's it going for you?
Well, I feel that I sort of have done what you've done, but I've been away for 2 weeks. And when I came home, I wanted some Jats and cheese last night, and there was none left, and we hadn't shopped yet. So by default, I started.
Oh, you should just keep going then. You're
That's
on a roll.
Yeah,
keep
That's
the ball rolling.
Yeah, I will.
Yeah, keep it going. Yeah.
Oh, I don't want to make any promises, but I'll try.
Yeah.
You know, because I made promises to Jesus and all this shit when I wasn't feeling well. You know, when you're delirious and you say, if you get me through this, I will.
Oh, be careful. What? Matthew Perry did a deal with Jesus and it didn't work out too well for him.
What was his deal?
He said, I can't remember. He said something like he got down on his knees by his bed and prayed and said, I will literally sell my soul if you make me famous. Like, you can do whatever you want to me.
Oh, I did that already, but not to Jesus, remember? So
you did
I'm already,
it to the devil,
I'm
a, yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, anyway.
I often regret that. I often think, I was only 14 or whatever, 15 when I sold my soul or whatever I did, some stupid witch warlock thing.
Yep.
And, I think he's going to get me one day.
I think you'll be dead anyway. So what does it matter?
Yeah, but I'm going to get got.
Yeah, he'll get got at the gates.
Nah, you'll be right. Just keep not believing.
Hey, listen, guys, don't forget Ticketman, as we said, is back tomorrow at Parker State Reserve, Penrith, 7 a.m. We'll see you then, guys.
Bye. Bye. See you tomorrow morning, 6 o'clock.
Kyle and Jackie O.
Melbourne traffic.
Victoria Instant Coffee, now available in 400 grams, only at Coles. Victoria Coffee, an instant classic.
There's been a crash on the Monash Freeway outbound before Warrigal Road. Only one lane is open on the Monash heading outbound past the site. We have enormous delays. They go back to CityLink and now into the Burnley Tunnel trying to head outbound. Try and use Princes Highway instead. Heatherton Road is closed eastbound at the Monash Freeway. That's due to a car fire. You can still access the Monash Citybound or take Stud Road to Clow Street to avoid the delays if you're heading east. And works and damage at Paran have one northbound lane of Punt Road closed between High Street and Commercial Road. Footscray Road in both directions between CityLink and Pearl River Road will be closed overnight between 8 p.m. Saturday, October 12 and 5 a.m. Sunday, October 13. Search Big Build for info. The KISSCast, mostly sunny, top of 19, right now 16 degrees. First the KISS traffic and weather together on Melbourne's KISS 101.1.
Give it up for Coldplay!
Win a row of Coldplay tickets in seconds.
Thank you so much, everybody.
Then from three, it's The Pickup with Britt, Laura and Mitch.
My darling little Lola likes to wear two pairs of undies. One pair of undies on her butt and another pair of undies on her head.
I hate to be judgmental, but when does parenting happen?
KISS 101.1.
Rush into Chemist Warehouse and save. Save on all your favourite beauty, hair care and skincare products. Shop in-store or online today.
Score a cheeky weekly deal at Coles Express and Ready Express. This week, grab a Kit Kat Chunky for $2.50 or a 4-20 Traveller Pie, just $3. Only at Coles Express and Ready Express. Off ends Wednesday, T's and C's apply. See in store.
To grow your business, you need to be on the ball, on track and on